Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Chagiga has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Dovi Merenstein as a zchus for their children.
Chagiga Daf Ches. We will begin with Tosis over here, Dibar Maschol Amai. Tosis is actually referring to the Gemara on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara over there says that Oilos Re'iyo, the Mashmois of the Mishnah is that when it's Bob and Moed, when it comes on Chol HaMoed, then it has to come from Chulin money. And the Gemara asks, this is mashmor that when you bring an Oilus Re'iyah on Yontif, then it could even come from Maaser Sheni money. And the Gemara has to answer, Chisuri Mechsera, but Eina Chanami, that's Poshut, that you cannot bring the Oilus Re'iyah from Maaser Sheni money, because it's Dover Shebechayva, and we have a klal called Dover Shebechayva, Eina Ba Elo Min Achulin. Now Tosis over here, in Dibar Masla Amai, he asks, why does the Gemara have to say that Oilus Re'iyah is Dover Shebechayva, and therefore it has to come from Chulin money? We could have said that since it's an oila, that also is a reason that it must come from chulin money as opposed to maaser sheni money, because from maaser sheni one has to buy something which is eaten, and since an oila has no part of it which is eaten, everything goes on the mizbeach. Surely one cannot use maaser sheni money to buy an oila. In other words, even if it was not a davar shebechayva, even if one wanted to buy oilas nedava with maaser sheni money, he would not be able to do so. As Tosis quotes B'Shem the Sefri from the Pasuk V'achalta V'samachta Simcha Sheyesh Ba'achila Yotzu Oilois She'enam Ne'acholois. One cannot buy an oila since it's not eaten. The Tosis HaRosh as well asks this kasha, and both Tosis and the Tosis HaRosh leave off as a kasha. They do not give any teretz. Tosis Bayos also asks a similar kasha on the Gemara in Chulin Daf Chof Aleph. The Gemara over there has a special drasha to tell us that an oila sa'oif cannot be bought with Maaser Sheni money. And again, Tosis asks, why do we need this drasha? Any type of oila, since the whole thing goes on the Mizbeach, nothing is eaten, should not be able to be bought with Maaser Sheni money, because Maaser Sheni money has to be used for something which is eaten. Now, Tosis in Menachas Dav Beis also has an arichas about this kasha on the Goran Chulin Dav Chof Aleph. And on that Tosis, a number of achrenim, the Sfasemes, the Briskerov, the Taris, Akoidesh on Menachas, they all ask a kasha that there seems to be a simple teretz to Tosis' kasha. And this would also work for Tosis' kasha in our sugya. That Eina Chanam, we know from the Sefri that one cannot use Maaser Sheni money to buy an oila because there's nothing that's eaten from it. However, if one would go ahead and buy a carbon for Maaser Sheni money and he would be makir of the carbon, Eina Chanam, this person has been over because he used Maaser Sheni money improperly. However, the carbon would still be kosher. The fact that he misused Maaser Sheni money would not be a reason to passel the carbon. However, now that there's a pasuk which tells us that an oila sa'if cannot come from Maaser Sheni money, if one goes ahead and is makir of such a carbon, the carbon will be passel. Or perhaps even if the carbon is not passel, the carbon might be kosher, but one is not yoytze his chiv to bring a carbon, he'll have to bring another oila sa'if. Because now we have a din mitzad ha-carbon. In order for one to be yoytze his chiyuv carbon, he has to bring this carbon from chulin money and not from maaser sheni money. And the chayr of this teretz would answer in our sugya as well. Eina chanami, the Gemara could have asked that one cannot bring an oilus re'iyah on yontif with maaser sheni money because that's misusing the maaser sheni money. But the Gemara asks even better that if one will bring an oilus re'iyah from maaser sheni money, then he will not be yoytze his chiyuv. Since it's a davar shebechayva, v'chol davar shebechayva einei bo elo min achulin, he will not be yoytze his chiyuv of oilas re'iyah. This would seem to be a teretz to Tosis' kasha, and one can be ma'ayin in the Hagois on the Tosis HaRosh on Chagiga, who has an arichas about this inyan. He quotes many achronim who discuss this teretz, and some of the achronim discuss why Tosis did not want to say such a teretz. This lechera seems to be a pashat mahalach to answer Tosis' kasha. Now getting back to our sugya, so we had in the Mishnah and on the Gemara in Zayin Amud Beis, we discussed that there are three different karbonos, and their din is different legabe where the money has to come from. An oilas re'iyah has to come in achulin, like the Mishnah says, and Rashi in Zayin Amud Beis says that even though our sugya on Daf Ches Amud Aleph discusses the concept of teiflin, that only applies by a chagiga, that does not apply to the oilas re'iyah. A shalmei simcha, that the Mishnah says clearly that one can be yotze even with nedarim and nedavos, chatois, v'ashamois. And you can also buy it with Maaser Sheni money, like it says in the Mishnah. And as far as the Shalmei Chagiga, that the Mishnah has a machlokes beis Shammai and beis Hillel, which the Gemara discusses over here in Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Now, before we get into our sugya, we should be makdim an important yisoid, which the Turi Evan says on Daf Vov, and it's negeya very much to our sugya. The Turi Evan says that pashtus, one would think, that a shamri chagiga and a oyla su'iyya, since it's a chiv on each and every person who comes to be oyla regel, so you would say that every person has to bring his own carbon. But da'achla, when a person is mechuyiv a chatos, or an oyla, or any carbon chiva, the din is that he has to bring his own individual carbon. However, the Turi Evan says here, it's not like that. He brings a number of rayas that the oyla su'iyya and the shamri chagiga is bo b'shutvis. He says it's like the carbon pesach, even though it's a carbon chayva, but a few people could be mishtatif together and bring the carbon b'shutvis. As long as each shutif paid the minimum amount that he has to pay, like the Mishnah says, according to Beis Hillel, the riyah has to be ma'o kesef, and the chagiga has to be shtei kesef. As long as each shutif pays the minimum amount, then they could join together and bring one single animal as a carbon, and they're all yotze their chiyuv. Turi Evan brings a number of rayas to this. With this, he answers Tosfos's kasha on Davov Amid Aleph, Dibur Maschil HaRi'iyah. We won't get into that right now. And he says that surely this must be true because a ma'a kesef is not enough to buy an entire animal. Surely the din must be that one can buy it b'shutvis. Now the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Pei Ches, he quotes this Turi Evan, and he brings a raya from Rashi and Psachim Pei Tes, not like this. The Gemara in Psachim Dav Pei Tes brings a braisa that's talking about hamemane achirim al pischoy v'al chagigosay. One person has a carbon pesach or a chagigo, and he's accepting money from other people to join with him in his carbon. And Rashi over there says, what does it mean al chagigosay? Rashi says we're talking about a chagigas yudalid sha'afi bo l'chol hamenuyim. Rashi says that the chagiga that it's referring to over there is the chagiga that comes on Yudal Nisan together with the carbon pesach. There also the din is that a few people can bring one carbon together. And the Minchas Chinuch is medayik that Rashi did not want to learn we're talking about the Shalmei Chagiga, because Rashi holds that the Shalmei Chagiga has to be one animal per person. And therefore Rashi had to explain that we're talking about the Chagigas Yudalid and not the Shalmei Chagiga. The Netziv in the Meroi Meisada discusses this Turi Evan at length as well. However, in the Kuntres Achrein on the Turi Evan, they bring over there that this is actually a Mefurisha Tosefta in Perik Aleph Halacha Vav. The Tosefta says clearly, Im yesh lo lahavi mitoich beisoy, harezu mevi. If a person has an animal to bring for his Shalmei Chagiga, he should bring it. V'im lav mishtatef hu im achirim, ubelvat shelo yifchois me'ashir. One can be mishtatef with another person and bring a Shalmei Chagiga together as long as each person gave the minimum shir, which is shtei kesef according to Beis Hillel. So the Tosefta clearly says like this Turi Evan, and in the Sefer Zecher L'Chagiga he says that if the Turi Evan would have saw this, he would have been very much besimcha that he was mechaven to the emes. Akoponim, the site of the Turi Evan is a Tosefta, and we'll see soon that this is going to be negeya er sugya. Now the Gemara asks, what is the pshat in Shitas Beis Hillel that the Shalmei Chagiga is bo min ha-maiser? L'chayir it's a dover shebechoiva, v'chol dover shebechoiva, einei bo elo min ha-chulin. On that, Ula answers, b'toifel, meaning einei chanami, one cannot be yoytze his chiv of Shalmei Chagiga by using maiser sheni money, but if he already is using other money, chulin money, then he can be maisif the maiser sheni money. And like the Gemara's Mavur, there's Machloikis, Chizkiya, and Rebbechanon, how this Teuflin works. According to Chizkiya, Teuflin behema le behema, and according to Rebbechanon, Teuflin mois le mois. Now we'll start with Shitas Chizkiya. Rashi explains Chizkiya Omar behema le behema, im yesh loy oichlin harbe, ve ein lehem sipuk be behema achas, yovi achas lechagiga min achulin, ve asha min amaiser, ve af bi shakulon ha bois bi amishin shem chagiga lehem, Rashi explains if a person has a lot of oichlin, a lot of people need basar to eat on the first day of Yontif, and one carbon is not going to suffice for everyone, then he uses maaser sheni money to buy an additional carbon, even though this additional carbon is also called a chagiga, nevertheless it could be bought using maaser sheni money. Now firstly, what does Rashi mean that there are oichlim harbe, ve'en lehem sipuk bebehima achas, one behima is not enough for all of them? Who are these oichlim that Rashi is referring to? In the Chayr, this could include one of two things. Either these are people who they themselves are not mechuyev to bring a carbon, like Noshim and Avodim and Ktanim, And since only one person is bringing the chagiga and he wants to give basar to all of them, so there the din is that toiflin, he can bring a second one from Maisa Sheni, because one carbon is not going to be enough for everyone. Or you could say that this oichlin can even include people who are mechayiv in the shami chagiga. However, like we said, that since not every person has to bring his own carbon, they could be mishtatif together. So a number of oichlin, as long as each one gives the minimum amount of shtei kesef, they're all yoytzer the shami chagiga with one carbon. And if this will not suffice, there will not be enough basar for everyone, then again they could bring a second carbon using maaser sheni money. But al kapanim, this din of toiflin, the case is where the one that was mechuyev in shami chagiga is yoytzer his chiyuv, either by bringing his own carbon, or a few people who are mechuyev in shami chagiga bringing a carbon together, their ikra chiyuv of shami chagiga, they're yoytzer already. And the issue just is that there should still be more basar for everyone to have enough to eat, and for that one can use maaser sheni money to buy an additional carbon. Now the chayra, once this person was yoytzer already, his chi of shami chagiga, he already brought a carbon, or together with tzutzim he brought a carbon, to be yoytzer his chi of shami chagiga, why do we need this chiddush of toiflin to tell us that he could buy a second animal using maaser sheni money? So Rashi explains, because even this second animal is also going to have a shem chagiga on it. It's not stam a shlomim or a shalmei simcha, rather it's a chagiga, and that's the chiddush of toiflin, that even though it's a chagiga, one can still use maaser sheni money to buy it. Now Rashi still needs more of an explanation. Why is this so? Where do we get this chiddush that if one brings a second carbon in order to have enough basar to eat, that it has to get a shem chagiga on it? Enechinami, we find later on in Daf Ches Amud Beis that one can bring as many karbonis as he wants with a shem chagiga on them. The Gemara over there says clearly one can separate 10 chagigos, and the issue in the sugya over there later on is that perhaps if he doesn't bring them all in one day, then it may be a problem. According to Rashi, there might be a problem of Baal Tosif to bring them the next day, but to bring them all the first day, that's for sure that he can do so, all of them have a shem chagiga. However, even though one may do such a thing, it's not muchach from there that if one wants to bring stama carbon, he wants it to be a shlomim, maybe he can do that as well. Where do we see that it has to have a shem chagiga on it? And in the Sefer Zecher L'Chagiga, he discusses this Rashi at length. He says that Rashi holds that on the first day of Yontif, any carbon which one brings to have basar to eat on Yontif automatically gets a shem of a shalmei chagiga. And he's Meirich, where does Rashi get this from? In the end, he quotes the Lashon of a Tosefta, the same Tosefta that we mentioned earlier, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav. The Tosefta is talking about the Shalmei Chagiga and the Shalmei Simcha. And the Lashon of the Tosefta is, Zevizek Ruyin Chagiga. And in this Sefer, the Zechel Chagiga, he understands the Tosefta to mean that if one has an additional carbon that he wants to bring to have basar, the first day of Yontif, that also gets a shame of a Chagiga. Akapanim, whatever the makar of Rashi was, but Rashi's understanding er sugyo that the reason why you need a din of toiflin, even though l'chayr already he's yoytzer his carbon chagiga with the first behema, you need a din of toiflin because even the second behema also has the shame of a chagiga, so we need the chiddush din to tell us that even though it has a shame chagiga on it, one can use maaser sheni money to buy it. Now we could explain Rashi a little bit different based on the chiddushei Reb-Leib which we saw earlier on Dav Zayin. When the Mishnah on Zayin Amud Beis tells us that Hashlamim in HaMeiser, one can buy Shalmei Simcha using Meiser Sheni money, Reb Leib was Medayik in Rashi, that this means to say that one can be Yoytzeh his Chiyuv of Shalmei Simcha even with the Shlamim which was bought with Meiser Sheni money, but not that the carbon could get a Shem of Shalmei Simcha, which is a carbon Chayva, if it's bought with Meiser Sheni money. The Klal that Dovah Shebechayva Inei Ba Elam and Achulin applies to Shalmei Simcha as well. If one wants to buy a carbon and it should get a shem of Shalmei Simcha and not be considered stam a regular shlomim, then enechanami it has to be bought using chulin money. If one wants to use maaser sheni money, he buys a carbon, it gets a shem of a stam shlomim, and if one eats the basar of a stam shlomim, he's also yoytzer the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha, just like if he eats from an adarim and a davais, or if a kain eats from a chatas and a asham. And Reb Leib said that according to that, if one uses maaser sheni money to buy a shlomim, he will not be able to be makar of that on Yontif. Since it's called stam shlomim, it's like nedarim and nedavos, which are not brought on Yontif. The only way it could be brought on Yontif is if it has a shame of a shalmei simcha, which is called a karbon chayva, then it could be b'doicha Yontif as well. And if so, we could explain Rashi here also, this person that wants to bring an additional carbon to have basar on Yontif, so either he could bring it from chulin money and then it will get a shame of shalmi simcha and it will be doicha Yontif. But if he wants to bring it from maaser sheni money, then with maaser sheni money it cannot be chal or shame of shalmi simcha like we explained. So his only option of being makrevit on Yontif, if he wants to bring it from maaser sheni money, is by being makrevit as a shalmi chagigo. And that's the chiddush of Teiflin. That since he was already yoytze his chiv of shalmi chagiga with the first carbon that he bought using chulin money, then the second carbon that he bought, even with maaser sheni money, can also get a shame of a chagiga. And since it gets a shame of a chagiga, then also it's doicha yontif, because a shalmi chagiga, which is called a carbon chayva, has it in to be doicha yontif. So that which Rashi says, that all shlomim that he's bringing on this day have a shame of chagiga, Rashi means to say that that's his only option, to give it a shame of chagiga, because if he'll want to bring it as a shalmei simcha, then it will not be doicha yontif. And in the Sefer Gvuras Yitzchak, he says this mahalach in Rashi, based on the Chedusha Reb Leib. And with this also we can explain, what is the pshat in Shitas Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai over here argues on Beis Hillel, they do not agree to the concept of Teiflin, and Beis Shammai over here in the Braisa says, Yoy Mishay min achulin mikan ve'elech min ha-maiser. That only from the second day and on, one can bring a carbon using Maaser Sheni money, because Beis Shammai is not maskim to the concept of Teiflin. Therefore, only from the second day, then one can bring this carbon using Maaser Sheni money, he'll bring a Shalmi Simcha, and it won't be called a Shalmi Chagiga. And here again, the Shaila is, why is Beis Shammai hold that you have to wait to the second day to bring this carbon, which is brought from Maaser Sheni money? Why can't he bring it the first day, and not Beturis Chagiga, rather Beturis Shalmi Simcha? Shalmi Simcha also can be brought on Yontif. And according to what we're explaining now, Shitas Rashi is that if you buy a Shalmi Simcha from Maaser Sheni money, this Shalmi Simcha will not be Deicha Yontif. Since Shalmi Simcha also Be'etzim has a din that it has to be Bomin Achulin, and the Mishnah just meant to say that if you buy with Maaser Sheni money, then you could be Yoytze Shalmi Simcha, meaning eating its Basar will be Yoytze Shalmi Simcha, but not that it actually gets a shame Shalmi Simcha. It will be considered like a regular shlamim, and a regular shlamim is like Nedarim and Nedavis, which is not Deicha Yontif. So the only way one can bring a shlamim on the first day of Yontif is if it gets a shame of Shalmi Chagiga. And since according to Beis Shammai, they do not agree to the din of Teiflin, so it cannot get a shame Chagiga if it's bought using Maaser Sheni money, so we'll have to wait for the second day of Yontif to bring this shlamim, which was bought with Maaser Sheni money. Now, Akopanim, we explained, the din of Teiflin is that even though the second carbon is going to get a shame of Shalmi Chagiga, one can use Maaser Sheni money to buy it. Now in the Chazon Ish, in Simen Kuf Chav Tes, on Chagiga Daf Ches Amar Aleph, Sif Katan Hey, is bothered, why do we need this Chiddush of Teiflin? If this person was already Yoytze his Chiyuv of Shalmi Chagiga, he already brought a carbon from Chulin money, and he wants to bring a second carbon, why on this do we say the klal of davar shebechayva ein ba ela min achulin? This is not a davar shebechayva. He has no chiv to bring this carbon. Why do we need this chiddush of Teiflin? And Chaznish says that we see from here that the klal of kol davar shebechayva ein ba ela min achulin is not necessarily that there's a chayva on the person. Even if the gaver was yotze his chiv, he already brought a shalmi chagiga. But if he wants to bring a carbon which has a shame of a carbon chayva, like we saw in Rashi, that this second carbon also is going to have a shame of a Shalmi Chagiga, this as well has the klal of Kol Davar Shebechayva Ein Ba Ela Min Achulin. Really, you would not be able to use Maaser Sheni money to buy any carbon which has a shame of a carbon Chagiga, and for this we need the Chiddush of Teiflin. In the Chiddush Reb Leib as well, in Simen Chof Aleph, the same Simen we mentioned earlier on Dav Zayin, he's Meirich on this inyan of Kol Davar Shebechayva Ein Ba Ela Min Achulin, and he says that really there are two dinim that are included in this klal. There's one din that's mitzad the gavra. When the person is mechuyev to bring a carbon, he cannot be yoytze his chiyuv by bringing a carbon, a neder, or a nedava, which he anyways had to bring, or by using maaser sheni money. He has to use dafka chulin money, and otherwise he's not yoytze his chiyuv carbon. That's one din. And the second din is that in order for the carbon to get a shame of a carbon chayva, like a shalmi chagiga, which is a carbon chayva, it's not a neder or a nedava, then in order to get that shame, one has to use chulin money. Otherwise, it cannot be chal, that shame of a carbon chayva. And therefore, Reb Leib says, in Er Sugya, even after one was already yetzah his chiv of shalmi chagiga, he already brought one carbon min achulin, If he wants to bring a second Shal Michagigo, in order for the same Shal Michagigo to be Chal, we would have said that you also need Chulin money. And therefore we have to come with this Chiddush of Teiflin, which Reb Leib says is not a Svara. Rather it's a Gzeres HaKosov. The truth is in the Braisa that the Gemara brings, Tanya Kavasa de Reb Yechanan, there the Braisa says Muchach, that it's a Gzeres HaKosov. The Braisa says, Misas, Melamech, Odom, Evi, Chayvasi, Menachulin, and from Kasha Yivarechach, Hashem, Leikecho, we learn Shem Rosa La'arev Ma'arev. That's in the Braisa of Tanya Kavasa de Reb Yechanan. However, the Achroinim point out that Rashi is Mashma in Dibar Maschel Ve'ein Teiflin, that even according to Chizkiyah, it's a Gzeres HaKosov. Even according to Chizkiyah, that Teiflin means that after you bring one carbon for your Chayv, you bring a second carbon from Mois of Maisa Sheni, that's also not Poshut Misvara, that you could do such a thing. You need a Gzeres HaKosov to tell us that it works. And like the Chazanish and Reb Leib, they explain, the Klal of Kol Dovish HaBechayv Ve'ein Ba'el HaMenachulin would tell us that since he wants that it should be chal a shame of Shalmi Chagiga on this carbon, it should have to come from chulin money. It's a gzeres hakosov, even though he used Meister Sheni money, since he was already yotze his chiyuv beforehand with a different carbon from chulin money, so the second behema, even though it's coming from Meister Sheni money, it could be chal a shame of Shalmi Chagiga. And we see that Beis Shammai is not maskim to this. Beis Shammai is not maskim to the Yisoid of Teiflin, even though he was already Yotze his Chiyuv with the first carbon, but the second carbon, since he wants that it should get a shame of Shalmi Chagiga, he would have to bring Chulin money also. And Reb Leib adds that we saw earlier in Rashi and Zayin Amar Beis, Rashi says that the concept of Tfela does not work by Re'iyo. Rashi Zayin Amar Beis, Dibar Maschol Ukashiyibo, Rashi says that by Ulus Re'iyo, we don't find Tfela. Why? The Chi Ishtari Tfela B'Chagiga Hu De Ishtari. And Rashi goes on to explain that only by Shlomim, where sometimes a person has Oichlin Merubin and Nechosin Mewatim, V'yefter Lahavi Achilais Kuloi Menachulin, he's not able to afford to bring all the Karbonis from Chulin money, there we allow him to use Maaser Sheni money. Whereas in Oilo, Rashi says, Lama Teufla, why should we allow him to be Teufel? He could bring a Ma'a Kesef, and more than that, he's not Mechayiv to do. There's no Heter to be Teufel. And Reb Leib explains that Rashi means to say, that surely the concept of Tfela is Gzeres HaKosov. Even according to Chizkiyah, it's Gzeres HaKosov. Otherwise, we would not have said that it's possible to be Chal Hashem of Shalmi Chagiga if one uses Maaser Sheni money. Rashi was bothered that we learn many dinim, Oilus Riyah and Shalmi Chagiga from each other. Why don't we learn this din as well? That Oilus Riyah also, one can be Teufel, he could bring an additional Oilus Riyah with Maaser Sheni money. And on that, Rashi answers that there's a Svara to differentiate why we should only allow Teiflin by the Shalmi Chagiga and not by the Oilus Riyah. But Al Kapanim Reb Leib stresses that you see that the concept of Teiflin is Gzeres HaKosov. If it would have been a Svara, then it would have worked by Oilus Riyah as well, since one is allowed to bring as many Oilus Riyah as he wants, like we see on Daf Ches Lamed Beis. So once he's Yotze his Chiyuv, he should have been able to bring a second Oilus Riyah from Maaser Sheni money. Obviously we don't say that, and the concept of Teiflin is Gzeres HaKosov, and therefore it's only by Shalmi Chagiga and not by Oilus Riyah. And the pshat is, the reason why we need a Gzeres HaKosov is because even though the person, the Gavra, has already been Yotze his Chiyuv, but the klal of Kol Dovar Shebechayv Ein Ba Ela Menachulin also includes that any carbon which we want to be Chal on it, a shame of a carbon Chayva, like the Shalmi Chagiga, it cannot be Chal unless it's bought with Chulin money. And the Chiddush of Teiflin tells us that here, there's a Gzeres HaKosov that if one has already been Yotze his Chiyuv, then he can bring a second carbon and it could be Chal on it, a shame of Shalmi Chagiga, even if it comes from Maaser Sheni money. And Reb Leib goes a little further and he says that since Bederech Klal, the din of Kol Dovar Shebechayv Ein Ba'el Menachulin includes two dinim, we could explain the Gzeres HaKosov of Teiflin, that the Torah is telling us that here there's only actually one din. Here there's only a din on the Gavra, and in order for him to be Yotze his Shalmi Chagiga, he has to bring a Menachulin. But there's no din on the Chefza, there's no din that the carbon, which has a shame of Shalmi Chagiga, has to be Ba Menachulin. And therefore, once a person is Yotze already, his Chiyuv, he already brought his Shalmi Chagiga from Chulin money, then already he could bring a second carbon, because here there's no din mitzad the Chefza. Here the Torah was mechadish to us that Shalmi Chagiga is different than all other karbonis of Chayva. All other karbonis of Chayva have a din mitzad the Chefta as well. Here the Torah was mechadish to us that it's only mitzad the Gavra, and that's what Teiflin tells us. Teiflin tells us once the Gavra was already Yotze his Chiyuv, then already he could bring a second carbon from Maaser Sheni, because there's no din mitzad the Chefta. Here this is an exception to the rule And it is Shaykh to be Chal, the shame of a Kshal Mechagiga, even if it was bought with Meiser Sheni money. This is the Chiddush of the Gzeres HaKosov. And like we said, this Chiddush is only by Shal Mechagiga, it's not by Adnes Re'iyo. Adnes Re'iyo, we do not learn out of Shal Mechagiga Lagabe this. And Beis Shammai is not masking to this Chiddush. Therefore, according to Beis Shammai, even if you already were Yoytze the Chiyuv, and you want to bring a second carbon for Meiser Sheni, there's a din mitzad the Cheftza, mitzad the carbon Chagiga, that it cannot be bought with money other than with Chulin. And with this, Reb Leiv explains Tosfos in Eretz Sugya. Tosfos in Divrei Maschil Melamed, he asks that we find the Gemara in Menachos Daf Pei Beis that brings a different drasha to tell us this din of Davar Shebechoyva Einad Ba Elam Menachulin. Here, Lagabe Shal Mechagiga, the Braisa brings a separate pasuk of Misas Melamed Shadam Mevi Chayvosim Menachulin. Tosfos is bothered by why do we need a separate pasuk for Shal Mechagiga? Why don't we just learn it out from the same pasuk that tells us about all davar shebechayva that it has to come from chulin? And Tosfos says, "Hocha itzrich the salka deit dechamina kiven deksiva shayivarechecha letfelod de meiser ema kula nami laisi mina meiser." Tosfos says, "Here, there's a half minute to say that since we have a drasha from the words ashayivarechecha that sometimes you could use meiser sheni money to buy a shami chagiga." So one might think that you could be yotze your entire chiyuv with meiser sheni money. You do not have to use any ma'is of chulin bechlal. That's why we need the pasuk of Mitzas to tell us that here as well, by Shal Mechagiga, one has to first buy a carbon using meiser sheni money. And Reb Leib explains that since the gedder of this din that the Torah is telling us, the din of teiflin, is that Shal Mechagiga is different than other karbonis of chayva, and Shal Mechagiga could come from meiser sheni money, like we explained that mitzad the carbon, it's not a problem to use meiser sheni money. So one might think that also mitzad the chiv on the person, his chiv to bring a Shal Mechagiga, maybe he could be yotze his chiv with meiser sheni money, because here we do not apply the klal of davar shebechayva ein ba elam menachulin. For that we need a separate pasuk of Misas to tell us that mitzad the chiv on the person, we do apply the klal of davar shebechayva ein ba elam menachulin. In order for him to be yotze his chiv of Shal Mechagiga, he has to buy with chulin money. The second din, mitzad the carbon, that the Gzeres HaKosov tells us that Shal Mechagiga is different, even though it's a carbon chayva, we do not apply the rule of Ein Haba Ela Menachulin. Now this is all in the Shita of Chizkiya. Chizkiya holds that Teiflin Behema LeBehema, the first Behema he's already Yotze is Ikur Chiv, the Chiv on the person to bring a Shal Mechagiga, he's Yotze already. And the second Behema is just that he should have Basar, and like we explained, since the second Behema also is going to be Chal on it, a shame of a Chagiga, for that you need the Chiddush of Teiflin to say that it could be brought with Meiser Sheni money, even though it's going to be Chal a shame of a Karben Chayva. However, if you hold like Rabbi Yechinan holds Teiflin Mois Le Mois, that even the first Karben that he brings, the one that he's going to be using to be Yotze his Chiv of Shal Mechagiga, that also does not have to come totally from Chulin money, he could add Meiser Sheni money as well. Here Rabbi Yechinan says, L'chayr, we have to explain the Yisoid of Teiflin differently. And Reb Leib explains, based on the Taisefta that we mentioned, that one is allowed to bring a Shal Mechagiga b'shutvis. There's no din that every person who's mechuyev in a Shal Mechagiga has to bring his own individual carbon. As long as he has a chelek in a Shal Mechagiga, and he has a minimum of shtei kesef, that's enough to be yotze his chiyuv. And therefore Reb Leib says, the same way we understand that two people who are trying to be yotze their chiyuv of Shal Mechagiga, they could be mishtatif together, even though they do not have their own carbon. So too, Reb Leib says, if one person has a chelik in this carbon, and that's his Shal Mechagiga, then the rest of the carbon, even if it's being brought for a different purpose, it's not coming for anyone bechlal to be yotze Shal Mechagiga, that also is kosher. There's no difference if I have a chelik together with someone else who also needs to bring a Shal Mechagiga, or if I have a chelik together with another part of the carbon which is coming for a different reason, it's coming to have basar to eat on yontif. And therefore Rabbi Yechinan holds teiflin mois lemois, if some of the money is chulin money, and that's coming to be yotze my chiyuv of Shal Mechagiga, then the rest of the money I can bring for meiser sheni money, and the purpose of that chelik of the carbon is to have basar to eat. However, we still need the chiddush of teiflin, because lemaisa it has to be chal on the entire carbon, a shame of Shal Mechagiga. There's no such thing as one carbon which is half Shal Mechagiga and half Shal Mechimcha, the mashal, or half Stam Shlomim of Nedarim and Nedavis. It has to be chal on the entire carbon, a shame of Chagiga. And that's the chiddush of Teiflin according to Rabbi Yechinan. That it could be chal, a shame of Shal Mechagiga on the entire carbon, even though part of the carbon is being bought with Meiser Sheni money. So again, there are two points over here. The first point that I could be yotze my chiyuv with this carbon, even though it was bought partially with ma'aser sheni money, that's not the chiddush of Teiflin, that's a svara, that since all I have to do to be yotze my chiyuv is that part of a carbon, two ma'is worth of the carbon, are coming from chulin money, and the purpose of that is to be yotze my sham mechagigo, that's enough to be yotze my chiyuv. However, if I want to be mishtatif, not with someone else who's also bringing a sham mechagigo, that's partial that it could work. Since sham mechagigo could come b'shutvis, and all of this carbon is being brought with the intention that it be used for a sham mechagigo, so it's chal shem of sham mechagigo on the entire carbon, that definitely works. The chiddush of Teuflin is that if I want to be mishtatif with another chelik, which is not coming for the purpose of sham mechagigo, it's coming to have basar to eat, and it's being bought with ma'aser sheni money, Teuflin says that it could still be chal a shame of sham mechagigo on the entire carbon, even though part of it is being bought with ma'aser sheni money. And the lumnus is the same like we explained in Chizkiyah, that the din of kol dover shebechayve ein liba ela menachulin includes a din on the person if he wants to be yotze his chiyuv, it has to be bought with chulin money. And a second din, that in order for the carbon to get a shame of a shal mechagigo, or any carbon chayva, it has to be bought also with chulin money. Here the Torah was megal to us that the second din, the din mitzat carbon, does not apply by a shal mechagigo. And therefore in this case, when this carbon is being bought partially by a person who's trying to be yotze his shal mechagigo, and for that part he's using chulin money, so the din of kol dover shebechayva, that if he wants to be yotze his chiyuv, he has to bring chulin money, so he's fine, he brought chulin money. The din mitzad the carbon, that in order to be chal a shame of a carbon chayva, it has to be bought with chulin money. Here it's not being bought totally with chulin money, some of it he's using ma'aser sheni money, but since by shal mechagiga this second din does not apply, it's shayach to be chal a shame of shal mechagiga on the whole carbon, even though part of it is being bought with ma'aser sheni money, because there is no din mitzad a carbon by a shal mechagiga. This is how Reb Leib explains the aside of Rabbi Yechanan and Chizkiyah, how does Teuflin work? And Reb Leib says that really, Misvara, both Mahalchim should work L'Kuli Alma. Once we know this Yisoid, that a Shal Mechagigo does not have a Din Mitzad, the carbon, that it has to be bought using Chulin money, so everyone should be Maskim that both of these Mahalchim work. That if you already Yotze Yerchiv with one carbon, you should be able to bring a second carbon from Ma'aser Sheni money, because once the Gavr was already Yotze Yerchiv, and now he wants to bring a second carbon, and that it should be Chalonit, a shame of Shal Mechagigo, since the din mitzad carbon does not apply by shal mechagigo, so it could work even though you bought it with ma'aser sheni money. And the other type of teuflin should also work. Once the person is ready yotze his chiyuv, he spent shtei kesef from chulin money to buy this carbon, he should be able to be mishtatef ma'aser sheni money, because mitzad carbon, in order for it to be chal shem of shal mechagigo on the whole carbon, that there's no dinner that has to be bought with chulin money. And Reb Leib says, that's the sheet of Reb Sheshis on Chesham and Beis. He says both types of teuflin work, and it's very mistaber according to the way Reb Leib explained. Then he goes on to explain, so what is the Machlaikas of Rabbi Yechanan and Chizkiyah? And it's based on the way Tosfos over here in Dibur Maschal Teuflin Behema LeBehema. Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi. We won't get into this Nakuda right now, but one could be Ma'ayin there in Reb Leib, who explains exactly the Nakuda, why Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yechanan argue based on the Yerushalmi mentioned in Tosfos. Now there's another important point in the Sigya, which a number of Achrenim discuss, the Turi Evin, the Siach Yitzchok, the Netziv in Miroi Meisodeh, and we'll see this is Nageh, the Shita of the Rambam, and that is, what is exactly the din of Meister Behemo? Is it ever possible for Meister Behemo to have a shame of a Shal Mechagigo? And the Shaila really is based on how to learn the Shakal Vatayah of the Gemara. The Gemara over here quotes a Braisa. This is the Braisa that the Gemara says fits according to Chizkiyah. The Braisa says that according to Beis Hillel, Achila Rishayna min Achulin, at this point the Gemara understands Achila Rishayna means that the first Behema, the one that he's Yotze his Chiyuv of Shal Mechagigo, that comes totally from Chulin money, Mikan Ve'elach min HaMeiser. Afterwards he could bring other Behemais, they also get a Shem Chagigo, he could bring them from Meiser Sheni money. V'shar Kol Yimais HaPesach, Odom Yotze Yidei Chayvosoi, B'Meiser Behema. Rashi explains this means that after the first Dayantif, when he no longer has a chiv of carbon chagiga, now he just wants to bring a shami simcha, for that one is allowed to bring other behemais that were already designated as meiser behema, and with that he could be yoyse's chiv of shami simcha. On this, the Gemara asks, B'yantif mai time aloi? Why can one not bring a meiser behema on yontif as well? On this, the Gemara answers that if we allow him to be makriv, a meiser behema on yontif, where Chayshish, he might come to be mafish, the Meister Behema, as well, and that could be a problem of Tzviya, when he puts the paint on the animal. Now, what exactly was the Gemara's kasha b'yomtif my time aloi? This is a big discussion in the Achrenim. What did the Gemara mean that he should be able to bring Meiser Behema on Yontif? What exactly is he trying to bring this Meiser Behema for? For which chiyuv? For the Shalmei Chagiga? For the Shalmei Simcha? What is the Gemara's kasha? The Turi Evan understood that the Gemara's kasha was that he should be able to bring Meiser Behema for Shalmei Simcha on the first day of Yontif. In other words, the same way the Braisa says that the rest of the days of Yontif, he could use a Meiser Behema for his chiyuv of Shalmei Simcha, he should be able to do so on the first day as well. The Braisa says mashma that he cannot bring Meiser Behema on the first day of Yontif to be yotze his chiyuv of Shalmei Simcha. And the Turi Evan asks the kasha, what's fair? Why does the Gemara ask that he should be able to bring it on Yontif? Maybe this Tana holds like the Shitois that Nedarim and Nedavos are not craving beYontif. We mentioned this Nekuda on Zayin Amal Beis in Tosis Dibar Maschal Oilois that there's a Machloikis Tanoim whether Bedas Beis Hillel are Nedarim and Nedavos of Shlomim craving beYontif. We hold the Maisa they're not craving beYontif. Only a carbon which was designated as a Shalmei Chagiga or a Shalmei Simcha that can be brought on Yontif. But Stam Shlomim cannot be brought on Yontif. And therefore the Turi Evan says, this Meiser Behema, which was not Hufrash Mitchilo for the purpose of Shalmei Chagigo or Shalmei Simcha, it was separated to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Meiser Behema. And the Chayra, according to the Manda Omar, that Nedarim and Nedavos are not craving beYontif, you cannot be Makar of this Meiser Behema either. So what is the Gemara's Kasha that you should be able to bring it on Yontif? The Turi Evan has an Arichas about this, and he says that Eina Chanami, the Chayr, the Gemara's Kasha only fits if you hold that Nadarim and Nadavis are craving beYontif. However, the Netziv in the Meroi Meisode, as well as other contemporary Sfarim, they're Medaik in Rashi, that Rashi's Mashma not like the Turi Evan. That when the Gemara asked, beYontif my time aloi, the Gemara did not mean to say that you should be able to bring a Meiser Behema to be Mekayim Shalmei Simcha. Rather, you should bring the Meiser Behema as a Shalmei Chagigo. Rashi in Dibar Maschal, beYontif my time aloi, Rashi says that the Gemara's kasha is one should be able to bring a Meiser Behema for Shar Achilois after one was already Mekayim's Ikur Chiv of Shalmei Chagiga, which he brought from Chulin money, but after that he should be able to bring a Meiser Behema. Rashi says, Ki Hechi Deshari B'Meiser Sheni. Just like the Braisa says that one could be Mitzdarif using the din of Teiflin, one can bring a Meiser Sheni money and use that also for a second Chagiga, it will get a shame of Chagiga. So too the Gemara asks, one should be able to do the same thing with the Meiser Behema. He should use the din of Teiflin and bring Meiser Behema for his second Chagiga. Now even though Rashi explained that that which the Braisa says, V'shar kol yomois ha-Pesach, Adam yotzi yibdei chayvasi b'meiser Behema, there Rashi explains that the Meiser Behema is brought for a Shalmei Simcha, but still when the Gemara asks a kasha b'yontif my time aloi, there the Gemara means it should be brought as a Chagiga. Because if you're bringing it one of the other days of Pesach, you're already yotzi your Chagiga the first day, the rest of the days one cannot bring a Chagiga. So there, obviously, the Braisa means to bring it as a Shalmei Simcha. But in the Gemara's Kasha, beYontif my time aloi, if you bring it the first day, then already it could be brought as a Chagiga. And therefore, Rashi explains the Gemara's Kasha is that the same way by Meiser Sheni we do Teiflin, one should be able to do the same thing with Meiser Behema and bring it as a Chagiga. Now, according to this explanation, Bedas Rashi, when the Gemara answers that one cannot bring Meiser Behema on Yontif because of a Gzeira, one might come to do the actual Meiser on Yontif, then it would come out that if for some reason one did not bring the Chagiga on the first day of Yontif, and on Chol HaMoed he's going to bring his Karban Chagiga, then Ein Echanami, one would be allowed to bring a Meiser Behema, and with the din of Teiflin, he could bring the Meiser Behema as a second Chagiga. From the Gemara's Kasha, the Gemara held that just like Meiser Sheni, one can do Teiflin and could get a shame of a Chagiga, even if it's not brought from Chulin money, it's brought from Meiser Sheni money. And the Gemara held the same thing would be true, that if you bring a Meiser Behema, also with a din of Teiflin, it could get a din of a Chagiga. And even the Gemara's Teretz, only on Yontif one cannot do this, but on Chol HaMoed one can do this, and it's shayach for a Meiser Behema to get a shame of a Karban Chagiga. And the way Reb Leib explained is because we see from the Gzeiras HaKosov that a Karban Chagiga is different than other Karbanis Chayva, and it's shayach to be chal a shame Karban Chagiga, even if it's not brought from Chulin money, is brought from Meiser Sheni, and who adin from Meiser Behema, as long as the person was yoytze his ikr chiyuv from Chulin money, then he could bring a second Chagiga, even if it's not from Chulin money. Now the Siach Yitzchak makes an important point over here, which we'll see is Negeh, the Shita of the Rambam, and that is that if there's a discussion about using Meiser Behema for a Karban Chagiga, which will only work with a din of Teiflin, then that is only Negeh according to Chizkiya, that Teiflin is Behema le Behema, not according to Rabbi Yochanan that Teiflin is Mois le Mois. Because Maaser Behema is separated as an entire carbon, there's no such a thing as money which has the Kedusha of Maaser Behema. One is Mafrish the Behema itself from Maaser Behema, and even if it were to get a Mum, Maaser Behema has no Pidyon, so there's no way that there could be money which has on it Kedusha of Maaser Behema. And therefore, if there's going to be a discussion about Teiflin, it's going to have to be only according to Chizkiya, where you have one Behema which is bought with Chulin money, and with the din of Teiflin, you take a second behema, which is Maaser Behema. And the two behemas, you bring them both as a carbon chagiga. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, that Teiflin is with Ma'is, there's no way that we could do Teiflin by a Maaser Behema. And the Siach Yitzchak points out, that if we're going to explain the Gemara's kash over here, beyond if my time aloy, that the Gemara means to say that we should use a Maaser Behema on the first day Yontif, and it will have a shame of Chagiga with the din of Teiflin, then that will only work at this point on Amud Aleph, that this Braisa fits with Chizkiya. However, the Gemara in Amud Beis wants to say that this Braisa could fit with Rabbi Yechanan as well, and according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Gemara would not be able to ask such a kasha that Maaser Behema should be brought the first day as a carbon Chagiga, because according to Rabbi Yechanan, there's no way we could do Teiflin with this Maaser Behema. And based on this point, the Noisei Kalim on the Rambam ask a strong kasha on the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Beis, Hilchos Chagigo, Halocha Ches, when he paskins the din of Teiflin, he begins, he says, Eilas Re'iyo has to come totally from Chulin. Just like any other carbon chayva, it has to be from Chulin. Shalmei Chagigo, the Rambam says, it could come from Mois Maisa Sheni, that's Me'urav with Mois of Chulin. And the Rambam uses the Lashon that Achila Rishayna Min Achulin means Demei Achila Rishayna Min Achulin. Like the Gemara says in Amud Beis, that braisa could fit even with Rabbi Yechanan, that Teiflin is Mois and Mois. And then in Halacha Tes, the Rambam says, V'yoytze Adam Yidei Chayvas Shalmi Chagigo B'Maiser Behema. The Rambam says, one can be Yoytze Shalmi Chagigo using a Behema, which is Maaser Behema. V'ein Mevi'in Oysa B'Yontif, G'zeira Shama Ya'aser B'Yontif. The Rambam is paskining Er Sugyo, and he says that one can bring a Maaser Behema for his mitzvah of Shalmi Chagigo as long as he does not bring it on Yontif because of the Gzeira. The Rambam was clearly learning that the Gemara's Kasha, that you should be able to bring a Maaser Behema the first day, the Gemara meant to say that you should be able to bring it to be Yotze the Chiv of Shalmi Chagigo. On that, the Gemara answered that there's a Gzeira. And therefore, the Rambam paskins that any other day of Yontif, if one has not yet brought his Korban Chagigo, he could use a Maaser Behema. And the Ravid over there brings the Rambam and he says, Zeha kol shibush. The Rambam is mistaken. And he says, because Shalmi Chagiga has to either come from Chulin or through the din of Teiflin. But how can one bring a Maaser Behema to be Mekayim is Chiyuv of Shalmi Chagiga? Now the Kesha Mishnah and the Marikur has explained that the Ravid's Kasha was like this. That Eina Chinami, if you hold like Chizkiya, then perhaps it's Shaykh to bring a Behema of Maaser Behema together with another Behema of Chulin as a carbon chagiga, both of them will be a chagiga with the din of Teiflin. But that only works according to Chizkiya. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yochanan that Teiflin is Mois and Mois, then how could the Rambam possibly paskin that one could use a Maaser Behema for a carbon chagiga? There's no way of doing Teiflin Mois bin Mois with a Maaser Behema. Like we said, Maaser Behema is an animal. There's no money that has Kedushas Maaser Behema. So the Rambam seems to be a stira. He's paskin on one hand that Teiflin is bin Mois, and on the other hand, he paskins that one could bring a Maaser Behema for Shalmi Chagiga. L'chair, there's no way of doing Teiflin if you bring a Maaser Behema. There are a number of Mahalchim to answer the Rambam. We'll just mention briefly, the Lecha Mishnah understands that when the Rambam says that you could use a Maaser Behema for Shalmi Chagiga, the Rambam means even without a din of Teiflin. The Lecha Mishnah explains, because Maaser Behema is Ktas Chulin, we find the din is that if the Maaser Behema gets a mum, it could be eaten by the Bailam even without Pidyon. And since, like he says, it's Domi Ktas L'chulin, so, and we find also that the Torah was Mekel from the Pasuk of Asher Yivarechecha to be Teufel with the Mois Maaser Sheni, then we also understand that one can use Maaser Behema for the Kriyav of Korban Chagiga, and that's even without a din of Teiflin. The Maaser Lech Mishnah in the end says that it's Dochuk, but Al-Kapanim, he understands that Al-Korach the Rambam means to say that you could use Maaser Behema without Teiflin. Like we explained, because with Teiflin that would be impossible by Maaser Behema. Since the Rambam paskins Teiflin is Mois b'Mois, that's not Shaykh by Maaser Behema. The Mari Korkis and the Sefer Zevach Toido, they understand that the Rambam really means with the din Teiflin. When the Rambam paskins that you could use Maaser Behema, he means with the din of Teiflin. And they hold that when the Rambam paskins Teiflin is Mois b'Mois, He does not mean to paskin only like Rabbi Yochanan that Teuflin is not behemo or behemo. Rather, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Sheshis on Amud Beis that either option of Teuflin works. The Rambam uses one example of Teuflin mois be mois, but hu adin, one can also do Teuflin behemo le behemo. And therefore, when the Rambam talks about using Meister behemo for Shami Chagiga, there the Rambam means with the din of Teuflin behemo le behemo. There are a number of other Mahalchim, but Akoponim, one thing we could definitely take out of the Rambam is that he understood, the way we explained Bedas Rashi, that when the Gemara discusses using a Meister Behema on the first day Yontif, he understands that it means to use it for the Korban Chagiga, and not the way the Achreinim explained that it means to use it for the Shalmei Simcha. Now we'll move on to the Sugya on Amud Beis, the Sugya of Mafish Eser Behema Yislechagigasai. We'll see that there's a Machlokes Rishonim how to learn this Gemara. Ula quotes b'shem Reish Lakish, Hifrish Eser Behemis L'Chagigosoy, Hikriv Chomish B'yontif Rishon, Chozer U'Makriv Chomish B'yontif Sheni. Rabbi Yochanan, however, says, Kivan Sheposak Shuv Einoi Makriv. And the Gemara explains that there's actually no Machlekes, Kan B'Stam, Kan B'Mefarish. Rashi learns the sugyo that the Nidin is L'Gabri the Isser of Baal Tosif. The Posik says, V'Chagoysem Oysoy, Chag L'Hashem, and the Gemara on Daftes Amud Aleph tells us, that the mitzvah of Chagiga is just one day, the rest of the days are only tashlumin in case someone did not bring the first day. Since the mitzvah of Chagiga is only one day, if one will be makar v'chagiga on the second day of Yontif, he'll be over the Isser of Baal Tosif. And on this the Gemara is mechalik between Stam and Mefarish. Stam, Rashi explains, it means when he was mafrish, the korban, he just said that it should be for a Chagiga, he didn't specify that it should be for a Chagiga for the first day Yontif. Mefarish means that at the time he was Mefarish, he said clearly this should be a Chagiga to be brought on the first day of Yontif. And therefore, if one was Mefarish, then he could even bring it the next day, it's not a problem of Baal Tosif. And like Rashi explains, that if he brings it the next day, it's considered a Tashlumin for the first day. It's really designated as part of the Chagiga of the first day, and that which you're making for the second day, that's just to make up, that's to be Mashlim, for that which he did not do on the first day. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says that even by Stam, not always is it a problem to be Makrivit the second day. It's only in a case where there were Shohis, there was enough time to be Makrivit the first day, and there was also Eichlin, there were people to eat it the first day, and still he chose not to be Makrivit. That shows that his intentions are to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Chagiga the next day as well, and since he's doing 2 days of Chagiga, that's a problem of Baal Tosif. The Turi Evan points out that really the Gemara could have answered the stira between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, not by saying that Reish Lakish was talking about Mefarish, rather both of them could have been talking about Stam, and Rabbi Yochanan was talking about in a case where there was Shuhus B'yayim, there was enough time, and there was Eichlin, and therefore you cannot bring it the second day, whereas Reish Lakish was talking about in a case where there was not enough time, or there was not Eichlin, the other thing is that he can be Makrivit the next day. That which the Gemara said, that Reish Lakish is talking about Mefarish, the Gemara wanted to bring out a point that in the case that he was Mefarish, he said clearly that it should be a Chagiga for the first day, that even if you do not have these conditions, in other words, even if there was enough time to be Makrivit, and there was Eichlin, and still he chose not to be Makrivit, still one can be Makrivit the next day, it's not a problem of Baal Tosif, because he said Mefurish that it's intended for a Chagiga of the first day. Now, second important point that the Turi Evan says, that which Rabbi Yochanan says, Kivan Sheposak Shuveinei Makriv. And like the Gemara explained, it's talking about in the case where he was mafish at Stam, he didn't say that it should be for the first day, and there was enough time, and there was enough people to eat it, and still he chose to wait. That's the case he cannot be makrivit the second day. So Pashas Lashon of the Gemara's mashma, that there's no way he could be makriv this carbon. However, the Turi Evan asks, Enechanam, he cannot be makrivit as a chagigo, that will be a problem of Baal Tosif, but let him be makrivit as an edova. And he quotes from a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Hei to prove that if one is mafish a carbon for a chagiga, and for some reason it's not brought on yontif, it's left over, and it can no longer be used for a chagiga, then the din is that it could be brought as a nedava. And therefore here as well, he cannot be makar of this carbon on the second day as a chagiga because of the problem of Baal Tosif, but he should be able to bring it as a nedava. Once it's no longer roi to be used for its original designation, it cannot be brought anymore as a chagiga, then the din should be that it should be able to be brought as a nedava. And the Turi Evan says, Einichinami, when Rabbi Yochanan says, Kivan Sheposak, Shuv Eini Makriv, he doesn't mean that there's nothing to do with this carbon. All he means is that it cannot be brought as a Chagiga, but Einichinami, he can't bring it as a Nedova. Obviously, this means to be brought on Cholamoid, but the last Yontif, on Yontif one cannot bring the Dharma Nedova, then he will not be able to bring it Bechlal. The Minchas Chinuch as well, on Mitzvah Peiches, Oiz Beiz, he says like this to Re'evan that one can still bring it as a Nedova. Now in Shittas Rashi, that the Shaila in the Sugyo is a question of being over about Tosif, there's another important point, which the Meiri really touches upon. And that is, the Meiri says that if you learn like Rashi in the Sugyo, we'll have to differentiate between the Shalmi Chagiga and the Oilas Re'iyah. In other words, he's bothered that we saw earlier on Daf Zayin Omer Aleph, two Lashanis in the Gemara, about the Machlokes Reish Lakish and Yerbechanan. According to the first Lashon, there was a Machlokes Reish Lakish and Yerbechanan if one brought already an Oilas Re'iyah the first day Yontif. And now he comes back the second day Yontif. According to Reish Lakish, he has to bring another Oilas Re'iyah. According to Yerbechanan, he does not have to. But Lekul Yama, if he wants to, he can bring one, and there's no problem of Baal Taisif. According to the second Lashon of the Gemara, this is actually the Machlokes Reish Lakish and Yerbechanan. If one comes the second day, he definitely does not have to bring another Oilas Re'iyah. If he does, Reish Lakish says that we accept it, and Yerbechanan holds that it's a problem of Baal Taisif. In other words, only according to Yerbechanan, in the second Lashon, is there a problem of Baal Taisif for one to bring another Oilas Re'iyah the second day Yontif. And we do not paskin like this, the Rambam paskins, that if one brings an Oilas Re'iyah the second day Yontif, we do accept it, it's not a problem of Baal Taisif. And this we'll have to understand, what is the difference between Oilas Re'iyah and Shalmi Chagiga? According to the way Rashi learns Ar Sugyo, if one brings a Shalmi Chagiga the second day Yontif, he is over Baal Taisif, L'kul Yama, there's no machlokes about this. The only way he will not be over Baal Taisif is if it's considered a Tashlumen for the first day. So what's the difference between the Oilas Re'iyah and the Shalmi Chagiga? The Meiri is Meramez that there has to be a difference, but he does not explain a Svara to be Mechalik. In the Chari, we could explain the difference that Legabe Oilas Re'iyah, the Gemara in Daf Zayin makes a Joshua Ma'an Ibechinom, Afatem Bechinom. From here, we see that one is not always Mechuyiv to bring a carbon every time he comes. According to the first Lashon of the Gemara, Reish Lakish did not agree to this. He held Lairo Panei Rekam says that every time he comes, he has to bring a carbon. But Akalpanim, according to Rabbi Yechanan in the first Lashon, and in the second Lashon of the Gemara, everyone was maskim to this drasha of Ma'ani Bechinam, Afatem Bechinam, that there are definitely certain times one can come without a carbon. And the Tosis of Rosh over there in Daf Zayin explains that this drasha, Ma'ani Bechinam, Afatem Bechinam, just tells us that one is not mechuyiv to bring a carbon. But we still understand from the Pasuk of Lairo Panei Rekam that if one will bring a carbon, he'll be mekayim a mitzvah. Lairo Panei Rekam is not only the first time he comes, every time he comes, the Torah says Lairo Panei Rekam. And even though we have a pasuk that says that you can come bechinam, but if you will come with the carbon, one will be mekayim a mitzvah. And if that's the pshat in the psukim, then surely there will be no problem of Baal Taisif to bring another Oilas Re'iyah each time he comes. The Taisif Rosh over there is really asking, what is the pshat in Rabbi Yechanan in the second Lashon? How could we possibly say that he's over Baal Taisif if the pasuk of Lairo Panei Rekam says that one should, or at least can, bring a carbon every time he comes? But I'll call upon him to understand Reish Lakish in the second Lashon, and in the first Lashon, everyone agreed to this. There's no issue of Baal Taisif, because each time he comes, he's mekayim another mitzvah. Whether the Pasuk says that he has to bring a carbon, or at least that he could bring a carbon, but since there's a kiyum mitzvah, there's definitely no problem of Baal Taisif. Baal Taisif is only when he does something which has no mitzvah bechlal. He's inventing his own mitzvah. And therefore, by Oilas Re'iyah, bringing a carbon the second day and onward is not a problem of Baal Taisif. Masha'enkin legabi shalmi chagiga, that the Gemara makes a drasha from a pasuk v'chagoysim oisoi, that the mitzvah chagiga is only one day, only if one was not mekayim the mitzvah, then there's tashlum in the rest of the days. But if one was mekayim the mitzvah, then there's no mitzvah bechlal the rest of the days. Therefore, memela there's an iser of Baal Taisif. The second day and onward, there's no mitzvah bechlal for someone who was already mekayim his mitzvah. It's not similar to Oilas Re'iyah, where the pasuk says Lairo Panei Rekam, which at least means that one can bring a carbon the rest of the days. Over there, there is no issue of Baal Taisif. Now, I just mentioned briefly the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel, which Taisif brings down in Dibur Maschel, Chizur, Makriv. He learns the Sugyo that there's no need in Legabe Baal Taisif. The whole Shaila in the Sugyo is a different question, whether one can be Makriv these Chagigo on the last day of Yontif. When the Gemara says Chizur, Makriv, be Yontif Sheni, that means the last day of Yontif, the seventh day of Pesach, or the eighth day of Sukkot. One is not allowed to be makriv nedarim and nedavos on that day. Only if we consider it a chagiga, then he's allowed to be makriv it. And that the Gemara is mechalik between stam and mefarish. Mefarish, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, means that he said clearly that if I do not bring it on the first day yontif, I want to still bring it as a chagiga the last day yontif. In that case, he's allowed to bring it the last day yontif. It's not considered a neder or a nedavo. It's considered a chagiga. However, if he was stam, and like the Gemara explained that he had time to be makrevit the first day, and there were people to eat it the first day, and still he was not makrevit, then he's showing that he does not want it anymore for a chagiga, and it becomes a nedava, and therefore he's allowed to be makrevit on Chol HaMoed, but he cannot be makrevit on Yontif. And the Siach Yitzchak explains the shita of the Rach, that since the normal thing is for someone to bring a shami chagiga on the first day of Yontif, the rest of the days of Yontif, he has to anyways bring karbonos because of the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha. So the pashta says that if he leaves it over the first day, then he does not plan on using it for a chagiga, rather he plans on using it to have the basar for a Shalmei Simcha. That's the pashtas. And therefore, unless he's mefarish, or unless he was not able to be makrevit because he had no time, otherwise we assume that he left it over intentionally to bring as a nedava and to eat the basar for the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha. Now the Chaznish adds an important point in the Shita of the Rach, and he says that the Rach is also maskim that it's shayach for one to be over about Tosif, if he says clearly he's bringing this carbon as a chagiga because he wants to be chagig for 2 days and not only 1 day. In that case, whether he brings it on Chol HaMoed or the last day Yontif, since he's saying clearly that I'm doing another day of chagiga, he's over the Isra of Baal Tosif. However, the Pashta says we do not assume that that's what he's doing, rather we assume that he's doing either one of two things. Either he's going to bring it for a chagiga, but as a tashlumin for the first day of Yontif, not as a second day of chagiga, or he's bringing it as a nedova. And Arsug is discussing these two possibilities, and the Gemara says it's totally if he was mefarish or he was stam, if he was mefarish that he wants to bring it as a chagiga, even if he does not bring it the first day, then it remains a chagiga, he can bring it even on Yontif, and the pshat is that this is a tashlumin for the first day of chagiga. It's not a new day that he's being chagig, and therefore it's not a problem about Taisif, but the carbon remains a chagiga as a tashlumin, and he's able to be makrevit even the last day Yontif. If he was mefarish it as stam, he didn't say mefurish, that it should remain a chagiga even if I don't be makrevit the first day, and he had enough time to be makrevit, and by choice he was not, then we assume he left it over as a nedava. So these are the two possibilities that the Gemara discusses. Either it remains a chagiga as a tashlumin for the first day, or it becomes a nedava. But Ein Echanami, the Chazanish says, Rabbeinu Chanan will be maskim to Rashi that if he says clearly, I want it to be a chagiga, but not a tashlumin of the first day, I want to have chagiga for 2 days, then even according to Rabbeinu Chananel, he'll be over the lav of Baal Tosif. So the point where Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel argue is that according to Rashi, if he's mafreshit for a chagiga and he does not say that he wants it to be a tashlumin for the first day, then we assume that it's a new chagiga for the second day and he's over Baal Tosif. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, unless he says mefurish that I want it for a second chagiga, that I want to have 2 days chagiga, otherwise we assume that it's one of two things, either tashlumin for the first day of chagiga, or that he wants it to become a nedava.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.